when you hear that Stacy music. Best music on the planet. Nothing better than Stacy music. So it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And that is Stacy music. The kind of music that even extraterrestrials get up off their chair and dance up in the mothership along with. Yeah, did you know that extraterrestrials can dance? Well, hey, who said they couldn't? How about that? I'll tell you one thing. There's like plenty to talk about as usual. I mean, time is moving so fast, you know. People that have been around for a while, whenever I mention to somebody, you know, it seems like time's moving faster. Everybody always agrees. It's like the end of a cassette tape, you know, end of an age. You get it at the end of a cassette tape, and that little tiny reel goes spinning twice as fast as the big reel. Well, that's kind of like what's happening now. We're at the end of the age, the beginning of the new one. So time is moving faster in retrospect, I guess the word is. This is a call-in radio show, not like those other shows where you can't call in. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. If you're on your laptop or desktop, well, the number's posted up there, the call-in number. But if you're just listening through your phone, it's 888-627-6008. That's right. Call up and share with us some important knowledge, because this is an educational show. Connect the dots. We're connecting the truth so we can evolve. Hey, I've got some interesting things to say. Let me tell you, much more interesting than the political BS that's going on. You know, I picked this out of an article of Science and Technology in one of the major newspapers. Yeah, it might have been the New York Times, so it doesn't matter what paper it was. They had an article about strange storms, frogs, spiders, and fish falling from the sky. Well, that is pretty strange, I'll say. You know, I wasn't there. They had a picture of, in the picture, they're showing, certainly you can see the spiders. You know, whether they were on the lens of the camera, who knows? But we've heard stranger stories. You know, people are always saying, hey, it's raining cats and dogs. Never see the pictures of that, though. But this actually has a picture of this article. And you can definitely see the spiders. I guess, you know, hey, anybody can ride up there on a plane and throw these creatures out and then have somebody down there saying, hey, look, it's raining spiders, fish. And frogs, ribbit. So it could be possible. I mean, there's all kinds of explanations for something like that. But it's just an interesting story that actually made it into the newspapers. And where they usually only want to tell you, the teleprompter BS. That's what it is, teleprompter BS. Do you know that the star seeds, does anybody out there know who the star seeds are? Well, I've met a few of them myself, personally. But they're out there on Twitter, I'll tell you that. They're tweeting away, and they are basically beings that have come to Earth, and they're in human form, and they want to help us evolve. And they're here basically to anchor the love into our Mother Earth. You know, planet Earth is a living planet. It doesn't often get taught that. We never got taught that in public education. But planet Earth is alive. It has a consciousness, too, sometimes referred to as Gaia, or Mother Earth. And our Mother Earth wants there to be peace. She's tired of this war and all this crap that's been going on. You know, we've all been pushed into this situation we didn't really want. Nobody wanted it. It was forced upon us by the dark side. those creatures from sectors of the galaxy, quadrants of the universe, whatever you want to call it, from other places that came here and decided to take advantage of good old human beings. We must be the most gullible people on the face of the universe, or certainly the planet, whatever. And they set up what's known as an energy fence around our planet to quarantine us and disconnect us from the true source of all there is. And they pretty well succeeded at it, not 100%, but to the extent that they pushed us into the type of life we're still forced to live, you know, a struggle. An us versus them scenario. And this was done for many reasons, to control us. And most recently, they talk about it's just like that movie, The Matrix. Somebody devised a plan how to separate divine beings, we all are divine beings as human, as members of the human race, from their source, the creator of all there is, by putting up this electronic fence or electronic fog, electronic veil, whatever you want to call it, around the earth. And that caused us to lose our ability to utilize 10 of our 12 DNA spirals. Now, you know, science has always told us, well, we only have two DNA strands. Of course, they said we had other ones that they mislabeled as junk. And those are the other 10 dormant DNA strands. Have you been talking to your DNA? Well, you should be, because that's what the word is out now. You have the power to talk to your DNA, and your DNA will listen to it. It's been dormant because it's been disconnected over thousands of years of being, kept from connecting with the universe in a proper way, as it was designed to, these 10 DNA segments in our body. And they eventually, as the old saying goes, that which is not used wastes away. And of course, that was the plan from the beginning for the dark forces that came here. They wanted to suck our energy, suck every drop of life they could out of us, and turn us into worker slaves for them. You know, if you ever noticed that all the old-time religions, and one of the most popular ones, Christianity, which is not really Christianity. It's a combination. The Roman Catholic, the Romans turned this thing they combined two religions. This needs to be taught in case you haven't been learned it already. You know, if you think you're a Christian, you know everything. Here's what's not written in the Bible. In the year 321, I believe, A.D., or maybe it was 325 A.D., the Romans set up the Catholic Church with the conference of whatever its name is. It doesn't matter. I can't think of it right now, but hey, let's call in radio show. Call up and tell us what it was. In 321, 325 A.D., they set up this fake church. Yeah, it was fake because they took the Jewish scriptures they wanted to combine with the newer Christian scriptures that had only been around for a couple of hundred years, and they created this book called the Bible, which is actually the world's first encyclopedia, a combination of 66 books. And if you look the older versions, the Old Testament, is broken down into two versions of the Bible, the Old Testament, which is Jewish scriptures from Jewish culture thousands of years back. And if you look into their scriptures, you find that the church had been utilized to take in offerings to God. And if you read about the offerings that the people were prescribed to give to the temple, as it was called, that's right, Jewish people call their house of worship a temple. It's not a church. And if you just take a look, read the brief details of what they were taught to bring in, the best of their flock, the best of this, the best of the grain, the best of everything they had, and they had to give it to the temple. Now, if you have anything, even a half a brain, and you understand that, okay, there is a real God, you know? God, the source, the creator of all there is, you know? Why would such a powerful creator need cattle, grain, or any of those other offerings? They wouldn't. You know, the real God wouldn't need that. But the people were, you know, they were so stupid, hundreds of thousands of years of being brainwashed, they believed the false gods were actually the God. And, my God is better than your God, because they were all false gods perpetrating themselves as the real God back then. And the Jewish scriptures talk about giving all these offerings to the false gods, really, but they were too stupid to understand actually what they were doing, and they couldn't reason it out that the real God would not need all these earthly items. And this is how, you know, and this is being done all over the world, you know, sacrifices and stuff like that, you know, gods demanding all kinds of ridiculous things. The real God doesn't need anything, because he's the creator of all there is. You know, he wants your love, and he is a God of love, not a God of vengeance. You know, there you go, the Old Testament again in Jewish scriptures. Vengeance is mine. Well, God, the real God doesn't need vengeance, but the false gods love it, you know. And there's always been a confusion with all the religions between the false gods and the real gods, and they mix them together in their scriptures, and they wonder why the whole universe, the whole planet Earth is screwed up. Most of us are by these religions that didn't have the picture correct. But so much for that. I just wanted to say that, to clarify that up. You know, hey, the sound waves are the cure for the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. It's not a pandemic. The corona germs, whatever they are, it doesn't matter what they are, but the fact of the matter is sound waves can be used to kill anything, really, including us, too. In fact, they're slowly killing us now. The dark side is slowly killing us with different kinds of frequencies. But that's it. It's that simple to get rid of this corona germ or what virus or whatever you want to call it, you know. So I just want to mention that, because everyone you hear that on a mainstream media, and we're all forced to listen to it once in a while or something like that. Somebody else has it on. We end up listening to it. And there's even kind of a mainstream media that appears on the internet too, you know, still trying to deceive us. They keep talking about vaccines, and anybody that knows anything about real healthcare knows that vaccines are just an illogical approach to anything, and they've never been able to heal or cure anybody. Vaccines, no, you know, a placebo could cure you better than a vaccine could. And that's a fact, you know. Hey, this is a call and radio show. If you think you're a doctor and want to try to convince the world that vaccine's good, I dare you to call up, because I'll make you look like the biggest fool you ever walked the face of this earth, because I know what real health care is. And maybe that's how we have to educate the public, make a fool of somebody who wants to try to promote this crap. Injecting poison into people's body, there is no logic to it. The premise that this is going to boost the immune system is a stupid, ill-conceived idea by some ignorant, self-proclaimed scientists from 100 years ago, when they started with this thing, or a little more than 100 years ago, you know? Or he just might have been a puppet agent of the dark side back then, being utilized to try to steer everybody down the wrong path, just like they're trying to do today. You know, we got these clowns around today, devil, unbelievable people, you know. They have no conscience, and they want to steer people in the wrong direction. That's right. And they're doing it every day on mainstream media. And, you know, that's what the big joke about this whole election is, you know. I mean, I know a lot of people like President Trump, because he's not a New World Order puppet. but he's a crook of a different color. Sure, we all like him in the sense that he wants to put America first. That's a smart thing to do, those of us that live in America, yeah. And he wants to keep the riffraff out, another smart thing, too, because we have enough riffraff here, enough undesirables. And he wants to have a border that is able to keep the illegals out and the criminals out. And that's a smart idea, too. So we have many reasons to like President Trump. But he's almost as bad as the Democrats in certain ways. I mean, he's been in the air for office for 4 years, never talked about chemtrails, never addressed the issue, never addressed all the other serious issues about 5G. He thinks 5G is great. Well, 5G is great if it's running through landlines, but when you broadcast it, it's a health hazard. It's destroying the lives of people, innocent people, millions of people. And it's continuing. Not one peep out of any of the candidates about that. Even when they were doing their one of these on stage, nobody ever talked about it. That's how crooked these people are, you know? Either party, they're all crooked. And if you like President Trump, fine. Hey, but the rest of his party, the Republicans, they're all friggin' crooks. Just like the Democrats, they're all crooks too. Big crooks. In fact, it's come out during the campaign. Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe. He's got 1,001 nicknames now. You know, Crooked Joe. Yeah, it turns out that Crooked Joe ran for president of the United States in 1987, and he had to bow out because they found out he was doing something illegal with raising funds. And once that made news, public news, that he dropped out of the race. Yeah, loser big time. And here he is trying again, and here he is caught with his hand in the cookie jar with the money and his, hey, like father, like son routine. And not to mention, he's been caught lying already, lying to us right out in public. In the last debate, he was caught, got caught lying. Whatever, you know. So this whole election is just winding down to the same old crap. Everybody's going to say, well, we got to vote for the lesser evil, which, of course, in this case is Trump, because Sleepy Joe, I mean, he's, come on, this guy is like, he doesn't even deserve to be on the stage. I mean, really, you know? I mean, unbelievable. What a pathetic, I feel sorry for him. What a pathetic candidate, you know? And so that's where it's coming down to. And, of course, both parties, their strategy for this election is, regardless of what their candidate says, they're going to try to win the election by cheating. And they're going to pull out every stop and think of every, you know, if they had could convince aliens to come down and vote, they would do that too, you know? Especially the invisible ones. Nobody will see them going in and out of the polls, you know, and they'll just cast votes. Isn't that a clever idea? But that's where it's coming down to. Meanwhile, hey, I've said it before, I said it again, you know? Nobody was willing to help me in this election. I've been running, you know? I set my website up right after the last election. It's been up there for 4 years, showing people what a real candidate is bringing to the table, real solutions. And nobody even bothered to notice what I was doing. And any time I asked for help, I just got the door slammed in my face. You know, newspapers don't want to write articles about me. TV companies, you know, are not interested. It's like, don't call us, we'll call you. And I have no big donors. Of course, I advertised my website. I wasn't going to take a campaign donation larger than $199 because I didn't want to have to do the paperwork. That's right. As long as I don't take a donation over $200, I don't have to do any paperwork. That's right. I'm a poor person running for president of the United States, but I'm a knowledgeable person. You know, I happen to be so knowledgeable. I know that all the solutions to all the problems are already known. You know? which makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Yeah, I'm still, you can still vote for me. Hey, it's a simple name, Tom Edison. Just write it in if you're going to go out there and vote and haven't voted yet, you know. And don't worry about, oh, if you gave me your one vote, you know, that's going to lose the election for Trump or something like that. It doesn't matter. I guarantee whoever gets the most votes in this election, Trump or Biden, they're going to call for a recount. You know, the loser is going to call for a recount. The results are going to be challenged, and this isn't going to go away too swiftly. So that's what's in store. You know, so it doesn't matter whether Biden or Trump wins the election. It's going to be challenged one way or another. I mean, if you can't see the writing on the wall, man, your eyes open. But all I'm saying is, you know, I am the most qualified person to be the president. I'm running as a write-in candidate, the only thing a poor person can do, because I don't have to do anything, you know. But just to show some integrity in this nation, if you don't know who to vote for, idiot one or idiot two, or no good number one or no good number two, vote for me, you know. Show some heart. But first, go to my website, you know, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And if that don't convince you, all I got to say is you're brain dead. And I don't need a vote from a stupid person, okay? I want intelligent people to vote for me, you know? Well, I'll take your vote if you're stupid, too. But, I mean, if you go to my website and can't see that I'm talking the truth, mm-hmm. then you guys aren't. Like, I don't know. Go back there and read it again. Is there a caller? Yeah, put the caller on. There is a caller? Hey, hello, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, whom am I speaking to?
My name is Steven.
Hey, Steven, what's on your mind?
Don't normally listen to your show. I just happened to catch it. I was listening to another show and started listening to your show. And anyhow, you mentioned a couple things that, you know, kind of I thought that maybe I would like to address.
Yeah, go ahead. What's on your mind? Just say it.
Well, you had mentioned, you were talking about the Bible, I guess, in the beginning. And it's funny because I think, like, a lot of the information that you're putting out there right now, I think a lot of people are probably getting that same information that, you know, there's people all over the planet that are probably getting that same message. Anyhow, I just happened to recently be studying the Jesus Scrolls. I don't know if you're familiar with those or not, but mm-hmm. basically, you were mentioning, like, the, you know, religion, and I also kind of believe, I think, that the religion was created as more of a control mechanism as opposed to, you know, something that people are supposed to feel good about or whatever. But anyhow, I think that the current Bible, the way that it's presented, is not probably very accurate. I think a lot of things have been added to it, take it from it, whatever. But anyhow,
it was edited.
Go ahead.
What we call the Bible, you know, the King James Version or other versions, it was edited, you know.
Correct. So anyhow, I think that the true teachings, which I think, I'm not, you know, I can't prove this, obviously, I've been doing some research on it, but I believe that there are some scrolls out there. A lot of people have given them different names. I think the ones recently that I'm researching it's called the Jesus Scrolls. And I don't know as of yet, you know, what's on these scrolls. I'd like to find out. That's something that I'm going to try to find out here in the future, hopefully. But anyhow, I think that it would, you know, turn mainstream religion, you know, on its head. And I think that at this point in time that, you know, consciousness as a whole is possibly not ready for this information. I think it's probably some very powerful, you know, strong, loving, you know, intelligent information, but I think that, unfortunately, you know, as a consciousness, that we're not really ready to handle that at the moment.
Yeah, well, some people are ready to handle it, and some are not, you know. That's the way it is. Everybody has to evolve on an individual basis. But it would be good to have more accurate information out there, though.
Yeah, no, and I think that also that we, you know, we are all connected. I think that, you know, we're basically made up of frequency or whatever you want to call it. And I think that, you know, people talk about karma, and that's just the name I think that we've given it. But basically, I think whatever energy that we're putting out, you know, we're like, you know, radios, we're transmitting, but we're also receiving, you know, that type of thing. So I myself personally, I do see, you know, a conscious shift on the planet. I think, you know, more and more people are becoming aware. I think that, you know, you mentioned, you know, television, the media, whatever you want to call it. I mean, if you think about the name, you know, television, it's kind of interesting that it's named television. But
yeah,
anyhow,
right.
I think we've been controlled, you know, for a long time. Not, you know, I think longer before television, but I think, you know, television was probably a pretty strong tool for them to use, you know, to try to control us and, you know.
Of course.
But, yeah, anyhow. And as far as, like, the Trump thing goes, I'm not a political person. I wanted to mention this, too, then I'll let you go. I don't want to take up all your time. But basically, I'm not a political person. I never have been, honestly. And as a matter of fact, what kind of got me involved, or not even involved, but interested in politics was there was a certain candidate, and I won't mention its name, that was involved in something that was, you know, in my opinion, it was pretty bad that they were doing to American people here. And I think that's how I got involved in politics. And basically, I knew at that time that this person, you know, should not or could not win the election, that it would be a really, really bad thing. So Trump, as you know, won the election. And, yeah, he's not perfect. But I believe that this is a really, really good opportunity, probably the best opportunity we've had in centuries, to try to change our way of life or, you know, our way of thinking or whatever you want to call it. I think that, you know, and somehow the coronavirus is also playing a role in that. You know, I can't, you know, go into all the details at this moment. But anyhow, so as far as Trump goes, I'm not saying he's perfect, like I said, but I do believe that he's here for a reason, to try to help consciousness as a whole, you know, shift so that we can hopefully see for ourselves, you know, the things that have been happening, like you were mentioning to us, for a very long time. So anyhow, that's, I just wanted to mention that to you. And I won't take any more of your time. I appreciate the time.
All right. Hey, thanks for the input there. And
no problem. All right.
You know, have a good night.
You too. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Well, there you go. I mean, people are becoming aware that things are changing, and they are. There's so many things going on behind the scenes. I mean, there's a galactic support, galactic workings going on. Our galactic brothers and sisters from different races, they're all in our solar system now. Planet Earth is like the big show in town, you know? It's like the Beatles showing up on Ed Sullivan for the first night. 73 million people turned on their TVs to see what this phenomenal group, the Beatles, were. And that's what's going on here on planet Earth right now. We are the ultimate show in town. We are, the whole universe is looking in on what's going on, and there are many, the audience is in our solar system already, from all different kinds of races. You know, I've mentioned them before, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Sirians, and Lyrans, the list goes on. And because this is an important thing that's happening. It's the ascension of planet Earth, our mother Earth. Yes, again, I'll mention it. Earth is a living entity. It's a female consciousness, the Earth. That's why we call her Mother Earth. And the Earth has completed its billion, whatever year cycle, and it's about to go into a new orbital pattern, of course, following the sun. And this, you know, it requires a frequency change, and so the Earth is beginning to vibrate faster. And that's what the star seeds are on our planet for. Most of them are Pleiadians, I hear. And they're here to hold the light, because there's light coming from the center of the galaxy. sent on purpose to reach our planet to help uplift Mother Earth and increase the vibration. But we need humanity's participation. Is the light needs to be funneled through us to go into this center core of the Earth. And it's a good point, you know, there's a giant crystal in the center core. You know, we've all been told the lies with the scientific textbooks that the whole center of the Earth is nothing but a molten core. Well, if that's not true, you know, there might be molten lava underneath the Earth, but in the center is a unbelievable, gigantic crystal. And a crystal is, the importance of a crystal is that a crystal contain, a quartz crystal can contain every frequency that exists, period. And many planets have that in the center, and the Earth has one too. And that, so the energy coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe is, has to travel over to us here and come down through our human bodies. And in order for us to participate in this, we have to raise our vibration a little to be able to handle this powerful pillar of light, white light, a pillar of white light to come shoot down through our body like a lightning bolt and go straight to the center of the Earth. And so that is our participation as humans on this planet now. And what you're hearing tonight, you may never have heard before, but this knowledge is out there and many people are talking about it, not just me. I'm just passing the info along here. But you might want to be part of this, and the best way you can be part of it is to go on the internet. The information is there of how to raise your vibration, how to participate. We have global meditations going on that are affecting bringing us closer to this thing called the event. That's right, the event, when all of a sudden there'll be a gigantic whoosh of energy that will transmute the molecules, the atoms, into higher vibrating states and transmute us, those of us that are ready. And, you know, if you want to stay behind in the past, you have that choice. But who would want to when this great opportunity is before us right now? We have a rough couple of years probably ahead of us because the dark side is pulling out all the weapons, trying to annihilate the best they can. But the antidote to that is stop obeying the devil. All governments are serving, you know, for easy explanation, the devil, the dark side, dark beings, you know. It's more than just the devil. We're talking about races of evil creatures that feed off negative energy. And just the only value they see in us is to use us to suck off our energy. You know, the real truth is being finally told, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, most of us that have grown up, that were grown-ups now, we learned a bunch of lies going to school because that's what public education was all about. It was feeding you just enough information to get you to go out there and do a job and pay your taxes and shut up and do whatever the government tells you to. And whatever the police tell you to, too. And that's what the whole bullshit was all about, you know? It wasn't about truth. Going to universities, that's just further brainwashing. Universities don't teach truth except up to a point, you know? You go get a master's in physics or something, yeah. They want to teach you physics up to a point. But no, you can't go into time travel, you can't go into teleportation, and you can't go into the spiritual realms when it comes to truth, you know? And that's the crap that we've had to put up with. But inherently, most of us know, yeah, there is a real God out there, and sure, there is a spiritual realms. And the biggest lie that we've been told is we weren't told who we really were. You know, you wake up in this world, you're born you're a little baby. All you know is what your parents are teaching you, and they weren't told what was the real story either. So you find out quickly what a horrible world this can be. There's a lot of horrible people who do a lot of bad things for no reason at all except doing bad things and harming people and making them suffer. And it's a very difficult place to grow up as a little kid. You know, we weren't told who we are. Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. It's not just my opinion. This is the information that's coming in now to Earth. And there are countless people, beings, entities, spirits, all singing the same message. We, the human race, every one of us are, we're old souls. And we've been around a long time. We volunteered to come here for this event, to participate in it. And most of us are flunking the course. We've gotten sidetracked because it's easy to get sidetracked in this world, especially a world that's ruled by evil demons. You know, we've got a triple whammy against us here. We've got this, the negative spirit entities, the anti-God spirit entities, and then we got the invisible physical beings, and then the visible physical beings, all of them nasty mother effers. That's right, that are, they're heartless. They don't know compassion or love or understanding. They just want to rule and conquer and destroy and, you know, use us as puppets or toys or slave labor. So we got that triple whammy against us from being here, you know, but who we really are, we're divine beings, you know. We have a true spirit. We're all of good, born of good nature. You know that lie about from religion, you're born sinful? It's a friggin' lie thought up by world controllers to put you behind the eight ball before you even had time to think. And that's who we are. We're divine beings. Of course, when a divine being wakes up in this crooked world here on Earth, the way it still runs, and you see all the bad things going around and your parents aren't wise enough to tell you who you are, that you really are a divine being, you know, and not just a teeny-weeny baby that can get pushed around by bigger kids and stuff like that. You're not told the truth. You're not told that your mind was wiped clean before you came here. It was part of the agreement, you know? It's not told, you're not, you know, you're not aware that 10 of your DNA strands are not operating, and you're stuck with only two of them operating, and that keeps you on a survival basis, dog-eat-dog world type situation, which you can learn quickly as a young child. This is how it is. They force you to go to school in an antagonistic situation. Come on, the bullies rule in school. It's the way it's always been. Maybe it's a good thing that people can't go to school anymore, because it just has had its good social aspects. It had its bad social aspects, too. And so we've all been lied to, but the truth is coming out now. All you have to do is just go on the Internet and go looking for spiritual information. Go looking for angels. Go looking for, ascension. Key in those words, you know, go multidimensional, because the universe is multidimensional. You know, I mean, there's so many things you can learn now on the Internet. And forget about, if you're a young child, or if you're listening to my voice and you have not long, young children, don't, you know, if they're schooling from home, tell them to forget that bullshit, you know. Once they learn how to operate the computer, they really should be searching for truth, because the truth is what's going to take over in a very short amount of time. We have, like I said, a year or two maybe of rough times, because they're throwing everything at us except the kitchen sink, those bad guys. You know, they're still flying the chemtrail planes, and they're still poisoning the water, poisoning the land, and now they're trying to stick more poison in your body with a vaccine, you know? You have to be out of your friggin' mind. I mean, use some common sense. Don't listen to these people on TV talk. They're talking about vaccine like it's something to look forward to. No, that's your death. You know, that's what they're planning. That's what all these fear tactics are all about, to con you into tricking you to allow them to stick poison in your body. That's going to kill you. And it certainly will do a lot of other things, too. It'll make many of you sick. It will certainly sterilize most of you. It'll change your DNA to turn you into some kind of freak. So if you had children in the future, they'll be freaks probably. And it's just nothing but, you know, if you ever watch the movie Snow White, you know, the Wicked Witch, she dumps the apple in her poison brew. Well, that's what the vaccine is going to be. It's that poison apple, you know, and they're trying to make it look like, oh, this is what you want. This is going to, it's not going to do anything for you. Like I said, do your own research. Find out what real health care is. You know, real health care has to do with your energy bodies, you know. The physical part of your body is just one aspect of many aspects. There's the invisible parts, the energy fields, the connection to the universe, the connection to the source of all there is, the connection to Mother Earth. All these things are part of who you are. And then there's the power of your mind that you need to take control of. You know, government has always sought to control the minds of people. That's how they keep you in line, get you to accept a slave existence. You know, get you, they trick you into going to fight wars that never end. You know, just like we have now, we have never-ending wars, you know. Especially in a global situation, these wars will never end unless they just totally stop. And, hey, that's why I'm still a presidential candidate up until November 3rd, you know. I'm asking people, hey, if you hear my voice, if I'm making sense, you know, have the guts to write my name in, to just make a stand. Because it doesn't matter who really wins this election, it's going to be contested in the courts. If you can't see that coming now, I don't know, you're an ostrich with your head in the ground, you know. And both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, again, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're voting to keep this insane system in that victimizes you. Everything wrong in America was created by the Democrats and the Republicans. They're the ones who've been in power. From the day after the Constitution was signed and we won our freedom and all that, you know, it's been a downhill tread for America, whether you like it or not. You know, the biggest success story we ever had was probably right after World War II, but already the hooks were sunk in to take us down, you know. If you look around enough, you'll see that right after World War II, man, evil was taking over America, subtly behind the scenes, you know. I said it before, I'll say it again, President Eisenhower, in 1956, when he left office, warned America, watch out for the military-industrial complex. Well, that's who's running on the country now, and they're part of the New World Order. That's right, they've grown so powerful. They're sharing the seat of the New World Order with the ruling families that ruled for thousands upon thousands of years. And, of course, there's the hidden ETs that are part of the New World Order, too. They're the real puppet masters. And then we have the leeches that have come in, the archons, invisible, non-body creatures that sometimes can form a body, but they're basically invisible consciousnesses that hook into our subconscious and plant all kinds of bad ideas in us to create all kinds of conflicts so that it can suck off the fear vibrations that are created. Yeah, look it up, the Archons. A lot of good videos on them out there, too. There's so much you can teach yourself now by going on the Internet, you know? I've given you the keywords, you know? Archons, dimensions, frequencies, Planet X, Nibiru, the 12th planet, Dracos, Reptilians, Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, Lyrans. There's, you know, the Greys. They're all going to be showing their faces very soon, you know. Once the event happens, they're going to land their craft on our planet Earth. That's right, and show themselves, just like in a science fiction movie. And it's going to happen very soon, and it all has to happen by 2025. Everybody agrees on that. There's a lot of sources of information out there, you know, a lot of speculation, but everybody pretty much agrees. The cutoff date is 2025, and all the representatives of the Galactic Federation are saying that the battle is already won. It's just a matter of time. You know, we've got the dark side are cornered off into small sections now, but they still got a lot of punch. You know, don't think we're out of the woods yet. And their biggest weapon is trickery. They're tricking you to put on that mask. Come on. Do you realize that it's all been uncovered since this whole corona sham started? It's all been uncovered. You know, they were lying to us from day one. Well, the real scientists did their research, and they finally, the information in the last couple of months has been coming out, you know, that everything we've been told is a lie. You know, the testing, probably the biggest lie, the testing is good for nothing. They're using a test that is good for nothing, except that you can manipulate the test to be positive or negative. Well, come on. Now that we all know what the sham's been going all along, so they want that's why they want people to get tested with, because they know that the more people that go for testing, the more people they can turn into positive, you know, as being positive, and then they can use those figures against us to try to manipulate our thinking. What's the point of going for a test when the truth is the test can be manipulated by the people evaluating the test results? You know? So what's the point? There is no point in it. Yet all the politicians in every country in the world, they've all been on board on the bandwagon since the beginning, testing, Nancy Pelosi, yeah, testing, yeah, because they all know that the more testing that's done, the more positive cases they can find, which is a bigger distortion of truth. You know, the hospitals have been, we've looked at the hospitals, they're all empty, you know, they're manipulating the conversation so cleverly on the TV with the, you know, using phrases like an increase. There's been a big increase. Okay, yeah. In the last month, yeah, there's been a big increase from 2 cases to 4 cases. Yeah, wow. That was a big increase, you know? And they're saying all the hospital beds are taken up. Yeah, and then when we find out the real truth, we're talking about a hospital with 1,000 beds, and they have 5 beds set aside for COVID patients. Yeah, and all those 5 beds are taken up. And that's the kind of manipulation and lies that are being presented to you. And it's already been proven, and there's plenty of doctors that will tell you that to wear a mask for a lengthy amount of time is you're making yourself sick. And, of course, that's what they want. That's why they've been insisting on people wearing masks, because they know you're weakening yourself. You're making yourself sicker. You're destroying your immune system. You're weakening your immune system. And then if you're stupid enough, after being stupid enough to wear that mask all that time, stupid enough to take the vaccine, oh, the vaccine, it will really do damage to you then, because you have a weakened immune system from wearing that friggin' mask for months. This is the con game that's going on, you know? And then, of course, this whole thing that we're supposed to wish for a vaccine when vaccines never cured anything in history ever. You know, and they've been telling you, well, it might not be. You might have to get another one or something like that. They've been telling you it won't cure it. So why is everybody interested in that? Meanwhile, nobody is even looking for how to kill this thing. And, it's obvious how to kill it. Sound waves can kill anything. You know? It's in every science fiction movie from a long time ago. If you look in science fiction movies, they're always killing the aliens with the sound waves. Come on. Mars Attack, you know? They play the yodeling music and their heads would pop open. Yeah. Well, there's plenty of other science fiction movies that use the same technique. And so we've been given the answer a long, long time ago. We all know the story, you know, we've all seen it. The opera singer sings the note that resonates, gets the glass vibrating too much, and the glass shatters. Well, that's the same principle that these viruses, pathogens can be killed. Just find out the frequency. I have it on my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. You think somebody would take that information who has access to the scientific scientific equipment to do this, to find out the frequency, and then we could just maybe broadcast it, and everybody will be cured in 10 minutes. It's that friggin' easy. Understand that? It's that easy. You know, it's on my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And that's why I'm saying, you know, if you have a heart, if you really want to vote make your vote count for something outside of a phony politician, I'm non-political, vote for me, you know. And, you know, at least put your vote in the right place, because we have to get away from voting for Democrats and Republicans, because these are the people that created all the problems. These are the ones, you know, it's like a professional wrestling crime family, you know. If you don't think about professionally wrestling, all the matches are fake, you know. I mean, they're really, doing the athletics in the ring, but the winner has been determined beforehand, and they're just putting on a show for you. And that's pretty much how it is with this presidential election. Somebody somewhere has already decided who's going to be the president, but with this election, everybody's going to contest it. The best way to beat these guys was the way I chose, to do it as a writing candidate, because nobody believed it could be done. Well, you know, if you listen to my voice, tell some people, at least maybe we can make a dent. Maybe 4 years from now, people will be ready. But the world's going to change. Well, it still might not have changed 4 years from now, but we got to start somewhere, you know. And, hey, I'm the only guy running for president who's told everybody what the cure for the coronavirus crap is, you know. That's it. I'm not making any money off it, you know. But I'm doing a public service because it didn't take me long to figure out, like, what the deal is here. You know, again, you're listening to crackpot scientists, propaganda scientists, liars, big pharma puppets, and all these people that are only interested in making money, and all this crap about a health insurance plan. That has nothing to do with real health. Real health has to do with you doing the right things for your body, which should have been taught to everybody in school, you know. But everybody is getting against the TV, brainwashing people to eat junk food all the time, or telling you to go see your doctor. Your doctor is nothing but an ignoramus nowadays, most of them are, because they're all in with the kickback scene with the pharmaceutical companies. Because the doctor, you know, you tell him your problems, he looks in his book, oh, what can I prescribe to you from Pfizer, because those are the ones that give me the kickback money. Oh, yeah, take this product here. This is how it works. And it's time everybody wakes up, you know, and it's time we realize the government has become public enemy number one. And we got to stop listening to them. They're telling you to jump off a cliff. They're telling you to put on a mask and ruin your health. And they're telling you basically to jump off a cliff. And if you don't jump off the cliff, they're telling you, let us inject poison into you. And they're telling you 1,001 other stupid things to do, you know. We need to stop listening to them, because they are not serving us. They're part of the mechanism designed to destroy humanity. You know, and that's a game plan that's been on the table for a long time. It's called Agenda 21, depopulate humanity. Well, they're doing everything. They're, you know, the vaccine is going to be a big killer, and they're going to, all these 5G antennas that are up, man, they can turn up that juice and really fry people badly. Don't think they're not going to try it, you know? And believe me, there's a lot of more bad things going to come out before we see daylight on this. So get prepared, because we are under attack from our own governments, you know, and we are under attack from the dark side, the aliens that and their ruling families that have been ruling Earth for a long time, and the military groups that work with the secret military groups that work with the dark side. And they have all the ammunition necessary, the directed energy weapons to really give us hell. And they're doing it already. Look at all the fires everywhere. Look at the bad weather. Look at the flooding. And, you know, there's even worse things coming. Unless we take control of our government, the first step to doing that is stop electing Democrats and Republicans. In fact, everybody who's a member of Congress now should resign, because they allowed this sham to go on for so long. And that's what we need to start demanding. You are a member of the Congress from in 2020, from March, the beginning of the virus, and you let us down. We can't vote for you. And that includes President Trump and Joe Biden, because you're all part of this sham in one way or another, because you allowed it to happen when you had the power to stop it. Sure, Trump might be the best president in a long time, and he might have done things for America, but he allowed all these other bad things to go on, you know, because he's uneducated. He doesn't know shit, period, compared to what knowledgeable people know. You know, and Hart, I believe, is a good guy. I mean, some of these other jerks in the Democratic Party, some of them are good guys, but they're sitting on their hands, and they allowed all these bad things to happen to us, and they rather listen to the bribe money than listen to some common sense of people that are being oppressed. You know? Well, that's all I got to say. Except, I'd like to end this on a good note. Listen. You know, I've got, I do my share of goodness every day, you know. I smile at people because I don't walk around with the mask on. I open doors for people. I say hello to people. And the only time, you know, that I can't be myself is if I have to go in the store and put a mask on, because they won't let me go in the store and buy something unless I have a mask on. That's the way it is. Who set up this rotten procedure? Government. Government is not your friend. So anyhow, I've got 20 music videos out there on YouTube. You want some good vibrations? I got a lot of songs out there that are uplifting, spiritual, psychological, philosophical. This is your sunny day. I mean, it's out there. Look it up. Go to YouTube. Click the music choice. And punch in the words, "This is your sunny day." You ought to see my video come up. And if you just want to remember what it was to have a good time, you don't even have to go to YouTube. Just Google it. Go in the information bar and Google, "Are you the party in kind?" Are you the party in? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. And it'll take you right to my video. That's a good place to start. And then at the end of the video, if you look down to the lower left, there's an icon of me with sunglasses on, and then you can click to the whole list of 20 videos. But that's a good place to start. Hey, you know, life is to enjoy and have fun. And then you can check out my most recent one, Now Is the Time. You know, I'm talking about it's mostly music with some awesome video behind it, and it's talking about this is the graduation of the human race. You know, we're going to walk into the future with a smiling face. That's right. Those are the things we want to think about. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. If you haven't listened before, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, "Are You the Party in Kind?" And then after the show's over, go Google it, and it'll take you to the video, and it'll remind you of what fun used to be on planet Earth. followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I also have a music video of that, too. You might have to punch my name in after that. I Got to Be Somebody, because there's a lot of other music videos with that title. And my name is Tom Edison. This is my show, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And hey, visit my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And if you want to cast a vote for somebody who's got ethics and somebody who knows the solutions, claims to be the most qualified person to be the next president, I'm a writing candidate. Write my name in, and don't waste your vote on those Democrats or Republicans, because you're just perpetuating the nightmare, and they are a nightmare. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the